95.7 WZID, New Hampshire in the morning with Neil and Marga. And, well, it's October.
Pinktober.
Oh, Pinktober. Pinktober. Thank you, Dr. Ryan, for coining that phrase from what I understand.
Well, I can't take credit for that. Okay. That's right. Out there.
Well, we have teamed up with CMC's Breast Care Center and Dr. Ryan. Obviously, you know, this is why we're here to spotlight you and what you do and how important it is to get your mammogram done every year.
Yeah, so thank you for having me here today. And actually, what it's really about is my very special friend I have here to my left. She is one of my patients and a very brave woman who has been sharing her very inspiring story to help encourage women not to be afraid to get their mammograms done, but also to be able to face a very challenging, scary time in her life, and she's done it beautifully.
So. Dr. Ryan, you're a surgeon at CMC Breast Care Center.
Yes, ma'am.
So you often meet patients like Tammy, who we're going to hear from in a moment, after there's been a diagnosis.
Correct.
And that is a scary step.
It is. It's a very scary step. And, you know, I see my job as being able to help to take some of that fear away so that they can look at the diagnosis clearly and make decisions about the best form of treatments. And also a big piece in getting them through the treatments is being able to encourage them to really make themselves their priority in their life. And I always ask a woman, who's the most important person in your life? And Tammy's going to laugh at me. But, you know, oftentimes a woman will say, you know, my partner, my husband, my kids, my neighbor.
Yep.
And it takes a while before they say, no, I'm the number one right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what helps them get through.
Number one's me. And Tammy, you look familiar because I recently received my issue of CMC's Healthy Living and you're the cover girl.
Well, yes, I am.
Thank you.
And now, Dr. Ryan, you want to talk a little bit about this Thrivers Club, which Tammy was introduced to.
Sure. So we started a Thrivers Club. Why Thrivers? Well, because we want our patients not only to survive, but we want them to thrive and really lead an even healthier life on the other side of a cancer diagnosis. So it's a combination of an educational series, but even more importantly, a support group. And it's a rotating series that meets for 4 weeks in a row, and we have different topics to help patients develop coping skills. And I think Tammy's the one to tell you more about this, but it's a really beautiful thing where we get patients together that are in all different stages of their treatments, and it's a beautiful thing to watch them support each other.
Well, judging from Tammy's smile, it definitely is a beautiful thing.
Tell us about your experience with the Thrivers Club.
Sure. So I was one of four participants, and I was contacted by Dr. Ryan's office. And at that point within my treatment, I was just about to start another 12 weeks of chemotherapy treatment, which was toward the end of June. And I was faced with 12 weekly treatments. I was at a despair moment where I had just finished a bi-weekly, every 14 days, two chemotherapy drugs. Now, this was the last leg of my chemotherapy. So in total, I have completed 5 months of chemotherapy. But at the time I was contacted, I was really reaching despair moments. I hadn't really, in my group, had my friends, my family, my coworkers were all healthy. No one had lost their hair. Unfortunately, that's a part of the recovery phase. And I really needed to connect with someone that had that familiarity with me, get information from them. So when I first joined the first meeting, I had already had my first treatment. And the team, the other patients had been in other stages in their recovery. One girl had already had her surgery. Another girl had was pending her surgery. And another girl was totally recovered. And I was the only one still in chemotherapy. And they really helped me see the goal, be patient with it. They answered my questions about hair loss, good nutrition, what to eat, remaining positive. I think that is the key.
I think having an attitude like that, you know, with the peers, you know, who can show you what, you know, what they've been through helps you be stronger too, yes, in the process, because you sound very positive.
Thank you. And one girl actually even offered me a wig if I wanted. She tried it and it was not her thing. And I've chosen not to do a wig. My style is more headscarves and beautiful head wraps. And I feel that that really reveals me, because you really don't know when you lose your hair, what style am I going to wear?
Right.
How am I going to carry myself through?
It's very different for a woman to go through that.
Absolutely.
You come first.
But at the time, I had sort of lost myself with everything. Mm-hmm. You're dealing and coping your disease. The physical transformation that you go through is pretty intense,
sure,
for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have surgery coming up soon.
I do, which I'm very excited about to get to this point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with Dr. Ryan. I've always felt that the CMC Breast Care Center was my home base, even though I was referred to an oncology group for chemotherapy. Every time I go in the office, it was always, I'm home now, because that's where the good work began.
Mm. And Dr. Ryan, you know, we focus on the month of October, but, you know, you should check every month, you know, have
Absolutely.
Your mammogram when you're due. You know, we always hear it from the doctor, but probably hearing get checked, get your mammogram from the patient,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
Yes. So my cancer was discovered on a follow-up mammogram. Mm-hmm. I had done my annual, if I can preface a little bit,
sure,
how I came to the discovery of my cancer is the previous year in August of 2018, I had a bilateral mammogram. At that point, it was discovered that I had a small cyst that was being watched, and that was determined by the radiologist at that annual appointment that it was really nothing. It's a benign cyst, but make your follow-up appointment before you leave for November. So that put me into a three-month follow-up status. So I had my appointment already set up for November, and I canceled it. I said, well, you know, it's really nothing. I'll just wait until the following year when I go back for my annual again. But CMC Breast Care Center did not take it lightly. There was a persistence where every couple of weeks past when I missed the November appointment, I was getting bi-weekly letters, schedule your follow-up appointment, schedule your follow-up mammogram. So then when I went for my six-month wellness visit, my nurse practitioner was being blind copied on those letters. Mm. And the first thing she said to me is, why have you not gone to get your mammogram, your follow-up mammogram since November? And it's February of this year. And I said, well, it's really nothing. And she said, you are not leaving this office until you set up your follow-up appointment. So at the encouragement and the push of my nurse practitioner, I did set up my appointment. My follow-up was March 8th. And it didn't look that great. I also had an ultrasound on that day, and Dr. Angelakis, who was the radiologist on that day, her read was not comfortable of letting you go. It's not normal.
Right.
So they were monitoring my cyst. It still looked benign, but there was a large shadow behind that. So later on in the day, on March 8th of this year, I received a call to come back and do a contrast MRI. So what that is really is the dye that gets injected in your main vein. Same procedure for a mammogram, but at that point, whatever is abnormal lights up. So it did light up that shadow area, but because I have fibrosis, I was also told that it's probably not cancer and it's fibrosis. Mm-hmm. So I left with, well, it's really nothing. And I was encouraged to stay and schedule a biopsy. I put it off for another week or so, and then I went in and I had my biopsy of both the benign cyst and then what that shadow was. And that was on March 25th, and on March 28th, Dr. Ryan called me and let me know the results of my pathology. It was a stage 2, 4.2 centimeter invasive duct carcinoma cancer, and it was also a grade 3. That means it was a very aggressive, fast-growing tumor I had. Totally shocked and grateful.
Tough phone call.
Very tough.
Very tough.
I was at work, and I didn't call my husband first. I have a great company I work with, but I felt like my management team should know, because I was in projects at that time, and I always put my work first, husband, family, they all come you have to prioritize where your life is.
Right.
And it was, I let my managers know. The first thing they said is, you come first. You need to take care of yourself. They encouraged me to look at different possibilities for short-term disability, a leave of absence. And they were very encouraging, very supportive. So it all started from there on, where I received a contrast MRI. Dr. Ryan and I, my spouse, my husband, we met on April, I think, 1st. And by April 5th, I had met my oncologist who laid out my treatment plan. So I'm very grateful.
And here you are because of
yes.
follow-up phone calls and so, follow-up letters.
You know, just to go back to the beginning where we started, yes. get your follow-up if you're told
Absolutely.
To do a follow-up.
Yep. Yes. Don't be remiss. Mm. I was remiss. I was, you know, perhaps if it was caught in November, it could have been stage one or possibly just the formation of a lighter treatment.
I think part of your story... if I may.
Yes, absolutely.
You certainly had a little bit more of a complex workup than yes. most. And part of that is because of the density of your yep. breast. We talk about that yes. a lot, and it can be tricky to find some of these tumors in dense breast tissue. And it emphasizes the importance of the 3D mammography that we yep. now have in New Hampshire. So as of August 8th, 2018, New Hampshire has legislature in place, which mandates all insurance companies to cover 3D mammogram. And that's so important. You certainly had, you know, this was a very difficult cancer to diagnose.
Absolutely.
Fortunately, we have a very clear treatment plan. And if I may share, and we can.
Yes, please.
she had a complete imaging response to her chemotherapy, meaning we cannot detect the cancer any longer.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about
you.
That.
I'm excited.
And
yes.
I'm very hopeful that her surgery will be successful. Yes. Excited about next
and
week.
And I think you both exude a lot of hope right now, which yeah, is what I think what people need to hear yeah. that, you know, you have a clear plan. You have a team that's in place. You have a supportive family, and preventative is the number one. But then if something does happen, there are people in place to take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was great to see my imaging from the contrast MRI I had done in March to late August.
After chemo.
That after chemo, I had, I think, one more visit for my chemo. And the oncologist I had basically put me on a dense program. Mm-hmm. I was healthy. She felt my age group, I could tolerate it. But it was a little tough. I had some side effects, but I hung with it. The important thing was that the tumor would be either minimized or gone. Mm-hmm. And to my shock, it was when Dr. Ryan called me the next day, I cried for a whole hour in disbelief that my tumor was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you should call yourself a warrior. Yeah. I do. And I think you should keep putting yeah. yourself number one.
Well, from the crying at the beginning when you found out yes, to the crying joy. To yes. what your
These
results
are
now.
These are happy tears.
Yes.
And it's amazing the wonderful people that are out there. They're going to support you. From your employer to your friends to your family, dinners being brought to our house.
Know that you're not alone.
Gardeners who helped weed my property, my home, who donated their time. They didn't charge us. Wonderful. Offered a facial at my plastic surgeon's office who will be doing my surgery. The kindness and the goodwill of people who really feel for you when you tell them I've had 5 months of chemo.
I think Margaret is right. Definitely a warrior. And, you know, definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tammy, for
you're
sharing
very
your
welcome,
story.
Neil. It's wonderful. I couldn't have done it without Dr. Ryan's.
Nope. And Dr.
Patients
Ryan for you
say
too.
That, but I'm doing nothing.
No, you encourage me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
the Thrivers
you so much.
Club really helped me a lot.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
thank you. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing that
thank
story,
you.
Tammy, as well.